Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we're talking about Nicolas Cage. Monday was his birthday. He's 55. He's awesome. He is a national treasure, if you will. And when he goes up against other actors, you know, it's an epic face-off. Sorry with the puns. It's late when I'm recording. But, no, Nick Cage is awesome. You know, he's one of those people that, even though not all of his movies, most of his movies aren't that great, you enjoy them. He's fun to watch. And I was going to try and rank his movies today, and I literally, this is not using literally in a figuratively sense, I literally spent about 2 hours looking at his IMDb and trying to figure out, well, is this one better than that one? Well, this one's good. I don't know. So, I let the internet decide for me. And I went to ranker.com, and they have Nick Cage movies ranked. Ranker, you know, they're no sponsors or anything like that. We have no affiliation with them. But it's a fun little website that you can find some cool things that, if nothing else, get you talking and thinking. So, we're going to look at how they rank Nick Cage movies, and we're going to talk a little bit about them. Their number one is Con Air. This was a 1997 movie directed by Simon West, produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, who would do a lot of stuff with Nick Cage. It has Nick Cage, John Malkovich, John Cusack, Steve Buscemi, a lot of great names in this movie. This is one of those very Jerry Bruckheimer movies. It's about a quote-unquote innocent man on this transportation airplane that's taking all these cons. I was trying to describe it without saying a Con Air. But it's a lot of fun. Nick Cage has an accent in this movie, and it's not one of his best accents. But your supporting cast, whether it be Cusack or Malkovich or Colmeny, there's a lot of people in here that really help lift up this movie. And there's some really cool action explosion-y type scenes. Not quite to the Michael Bay level, but we know Bruckheimer is just right there. We've seen him do it with Pirates of the Caribbean and everything. And this, being 1997, they were both just getting started. Well, maybe not getting started, but hitting their stride, and it's really great. They have number two as Face Off, which features Nick Cage and John Travolta, Gina Gershon. It actually has a really great cast. You know, when you look at who plays, I'm drawing a blank right now, John Travolta's daughter. This movie is ridiculous. Absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. But it's fun. And directed by John Woo, you know, you get the doves flying out of the church scene like you do in every John Woo movie. It's a movie that I remember me, this is, again, 1997. I remember young me, I'd been, what, like 14, 15 when this movie came out, watching it and thinking it was awesome. And it's a movie I've revisited a few times, and I kind of stick by that. Like, it's dumb fun. You'll hear that phrase a lot on today's show. Dumb fun. Because it is. And, you know, these guys steal each other's faces and try and steal their identities. But if you look at the behind the scenes, and especially Nick Cage's stuff, how much he studied John Travolta and his mannerisms and, you know, the scene where he's like, I'm Castor Troy. Lots of thought. There is method behind Nick Cage's madness, and that is something that I appreciate, you know, and I can see in a lot of his films. At number three, they have The Rock, which Nick Cage isn't really the main person in this movie. I mean, you have Sean Connery and Ed Harris also in here. This is a Michael Bay movie. Man, as long as Michael Bay is not touching my franchises from my childhood, I don't mind the guy, you know, and this is a perfect example of that. This, Bad Boys, stuff like that. But what's cool about this movie is it's about a group of cons that take over Alcatraz and all this stuff. Normally I would say hilarity ensues, but no, like action chaos ensues. And this is another one with Jerry Bruckheimer, you know, in a producing role. But the best part of this movie, you know, not knocking Nick Cage, but Sean Connery plays James Bond. It is the worst, the most thinly veiled reference probably in cinema history that he is an older James Bond, and that's how he knows all these tricks and can do all these things. And in my mind, out of these three so far, Face Off would be number one, then probably Con Air, yeah, and The Rock would be number three. It's not my favorite Nick Cage movie. In my personal rankings, it's probably not even in my top five. But number four, according to Ranker.com, is National Treasure. You got Diane Kruger, Sean Bean, I forget his little sidekick guy. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. This is one of those movies that, when we talk about stupid fun, this is more than that. This is smart fun. You know, you tie in conspiracy theories. You tie in action and adventure. You tie in quirky Nick Cage. You have all these perfect things for this movie. Even the sequel, which they put at number 8 on this list, is a lot of fun. I wish at some point we'd get the third one, but it's looking like we never will, which is super sad and unfortunate. But the first National Treasure, 2004. This is a movie that I will watch anytime. If you say, hey, National Treasure's on, what do you want to do? My answer is watch National Treasure. Because, you know, we're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. It's such a crazy and outlandish idea that anyone besides Nicolas Cage saying it, you'd shrug it off. But when he says it, you're like, well, okay. Okay, he's going to do it. I can see that. Number five, they have Gone in 60 Seconds, which also had Angelina Jolie, Robert Duvall, Vinnie Jones, Giovanni Ribisi, Chris Eccleston. This was a 2000 remake of an older film. And if you know me, or if you listen to the show a lot, you know I do movie quotes. Like, probably half of my dialogue, half of the things I say in real life, are movie quotes. But there is one movie that I pantomime, I guess, movie action, I don't know, and that is Gone in 60 Seconds. There's a scene in there where they're about to go just wreck shop, pull a big heist, and Nick Cage pauses everybody, and he kind of shakes both hands and says, okay, let's go. I do that almost on a daily basis. That's how much I love this movie. And this, you know, it's 2000, so this was really the birth of Angelina Jolie. This is when you had Tomb Raider and everything like that coming out. Giovanni Ribisi, same way. You had Boiler Room the year before, I want to say. Chris Eccleston, this is before Doctor Who. And then Robert Duvall is just always been amazing. He was kind of the anchor of this film. And it's funny story about this movie. When we were on our cruise a while back, last year, maybe, year before, I don't know, go back and listen to the show. I guess at this point it was 2017. I was hurting one day, and we were in our room, and my wife was like, well, what do you want to do? And the TV was on, and I got to look, and I was like, well, Gone in 60 Seconds is on, so I'm going to sit here and watch that. And that's what we did. Instead of enjoying this cruise and seeing the beautiful ocean and taking in, you know, the swimming pool, the casino, the food, the shows, everything. No, we sat in our room and watched Gone in 60 Seconds. And that is a perfect analogy for my life. I would rather watch a Nick Cage movie than do something crazy. Rounding out the top 10, they have Leaving Las Vegas, which was one of his first big movies. Raising Arizona was what really put him on the map. Number 8, National Treasure. Number 9, Lord of War. That was probably my number one Nick Cage movie. It's him and Jared Leto, Ethan Hawke. Phenomenal cast. That's absolutely wonderful. Number 10, they have Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I would debate how much of a role he has in there. But there, I mean, Nick Cage has a filmography that is wonderful. As the list keeps going, Moonstruck, 8mm, Family Man, City of Angels, Matchstick Man, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Knowing, Kick-Ass, Windtalkers, Peggy Sue Got Married, Adaptation, Next, Ghost Rider, Wild at Heart, The Outsiders. That's your top 25. They have The Weatherman coming at 29. I would probably put it in my top 5. Also, Bringing Out the Dead. They have it number 35. That's him, Queen Latifah, and John Goodman in a Martin Scorsese movie. Yeah, that's for sure in my top 5. And I also heard that Joe is phenomenal. I haven't seen it yet. Same thing with Mandy. I hear Mandy is a delight. And Trapped in Paradise is a movie with him, Dana Carvey, and John Lovitz that I watch almost every Christmas. It's just, again, stupid fun. A whole lot of fun about these three crooks who are brothers and want to rob this bank, but the city shut down and they can't get out and they have the money. And it's got to be seen for sure. Let me know, though, what's your favorite Nick Cage movie? Is it Face Off? Is it Raising Arizona? National Treasure? I mean, there's a lot of phenomenal films here. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're out there. We're also on YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. Anywhere you go, just look for The Night Nerd. That's where we are. You can even email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Enjoy hearing from everybody. What else? Oh, yeah, subscribe. Subscribe, please. On whatever you're listening to, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, anything like that. That way you get all the shows. We have so many shows a week. And subscribe to our other channel, DC Animated Adventures, and you'll get 7 to 10 shows a week for free. And that's awesome. So that's definitely worth your money. Money back guaranteed on that one. But yeah, otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Blasting down the highway in the Batmobile, you squealed in delight. We were going to Paris. Caught between my passport and a root beer float, I turned the car around 'cause you made fun of me.